You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's another Tuesday, and to kick off the month of October, we're kicking things off with Property Tuesday. We'll take a look at Agri Tuesday next week. This week, we're looking at Property Tuesday, and we're taking a look at the real estate investment trusts in South Africa. REITs in South Africa are back in focus. They are an attractive investment destination for some investors at this stage, and we're looking at why. I'm joined on the line by John Jack, who's the CEO of Galetti Corporate Real Estate, to take a look at this. Good evening, John, thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly a very interesting time for REITs, understanding that a couple of months ago, prior to the elections, property may not have been the most attractive investment class, but now it certainly is.
Yeah, an interesting one. And I think it's really a triangulation of a few things. First of all, you know, if you look back to the early 2000s, where we had this massive growth in the sector, it was really because you saw GDP growth coming through. So that's one of the important indicators. And then the other thing is sort of a declining interest rate. Obviously, post-COVID, we had all of the hikes come through, and now we're starting to see just those first few declines come through, or reductions at least. And that really sort of helps the REITs. You know, when their cost of borrowing goes down, of course, they're more distributable income. And so these two things together, and look, there are a number of other factors, business confidence, et cetera, electricity supply. There are a couple of things starting to come together, those green flags, if you want to call it that. And really that comes through nicely in a sector which has been largely depressed.
John, we were catching up and chatting about how the property space, for all intents and purposes, especially when compared to other sectors, is more of a slow burn, and we haven't really seen, coming out of the pandemic, a significant move in terms of property companies or in terms of investors moving into properties. But we are still seeing the performance of REITs looking a lot better than it was this time last year.
Yeah, listen, I mean, there was significant vacancies during that period. So post sort of 2020. We had companies that sort of right-sized themselves, so they'd look to optimize. And when you look to optimize, you really take a deep dive into that company. Maybe there's some cash flow distress, and you say, who is actually required here? What are our subscriptions required? What services are required in this business? And so you really rationalize as much as possible. And as a result of those lower headcounts, obviously you then need less space, which then leads to a net vacancy in the market. The industry that wasn't affected as much was logistics. Logistics has been in high demand the whole way through, but it was really the offices that got hammered. And what we've seen now with a return to office, as well as a bit of growth, you've seen that take up in the offices. And so, you know, those businesses are starting to grow, and so less and less vacancy. Certainly in Cape Town and Natal, the call centers are really dominating and requiring a lot of space there. And so there's hardly any vacancy here. It's just Joburg, I think, that's lagging behind.
John, part of the big attractiveness in REITs is the fact that the distributable income that translates into dividends for shareholders is always such an attractive amount. But as you alluded to, it relies on the fact that these companies or these REITs themselves are able to maintain very low vacancy levels and able to maintain high distributable incomes. When we look at the current state of the property space, are we seeing kind of that shift back towards what would be considered normal for a REIT?
Yes. And I think it's on top of those two things. So low vacancy levels, but then also, you know, your cost of servicing your debt, if that starts to come down, that's a green flag. On top of that, if you start to look at your overall expense ratio, your total expense ratio in that business, the cost of diesel, you know, landlords weren't recovering all of the diesel costs that were going in, you know, obviously to cover the lack of supply. Now we have a more than enough supply of electricity, and so they don't need to fork out for this additional diesel. That was just a random additional cost that was in. So it was a number of things piled up. But when you're asking about the actual vacancy factors in these REITs, they're actually performing really well. You know, certainly in the P-grade office sector, it's better than it was pre-COVID. So it's really that sort of A, B office sector, and predominantly again in Johannesburg, that the guys are taking pain. But when you look at the coastal regions, not at all. So that's why a business like Spear REIT would benefit, because they're a Western Cape only focused fund.
John, when we look at these REITs and these funds, how are they stacking up compared to perhaps some of the global peers or even some of the continental peers? I know South Africa has got quite a resilient market across many sectors. How are the property companies stacking up?
So South Africa has actually been outperforming the global markets. So a lot of interest in what we're doing here. I mean, a total return of just sort of 30% year to date, outperforming bonds and equities. That's in South African context. But globally, of course, you need to take into account your Forex and your movement in Forex and your inflation rates there and your interest rates there. So it's quite a different comparison. So when I say to you, well, the returns in the global market have been sort of 7%, well, when you look at 7% versus 30% on nominal terms, jeepers, 30% is far better, you know. But then you've got to look at our exchange rate. But now we've had a double whammy with our exchange rate strengthening. So, you know, it's an interesting market to kind of contextualize. And really, we are so small. We are so small compared to the larger capital markets in the UK and US.
John, when we look at the growth prospects of the REIT space and we look at what investors could potentially be in for, where do some of the green shoots lie? What kind of REITs exposure are we seeing? I mean, some of the REITs that we know so well in the South African space have got offshore portfolio exposures as well. Mm. And that becomes a factor as well from an investor point of view to say, as you said, some of them are solely focused in one region, like Spear, for example, but others are focused globally. How do you then pick and choose what kind of REIT would be the best to look at this time?
Sure. So obviously a lot of research goes into this, and the guys who do this best are both Investec. They've got a great analyst team there. And then on top of that, Sesfikile Capital, named Tilly and Mohamed Kalla and these guys, they really, really dig into these funds and put out excellent reports based on that. So that's where I'd start. I'd look at Investec's reports. I'd look at Sesfikile's reports on the property sector and the REITs specifically. And then, you know, you've got to decide, do you want Euro exposure? Are you looking at the Aussie exposure, you're looking at the US, and then so you're actually looking at these countries fundamentally to say, do I want US, do I want Euro, do I want Aussie dollar, you know, do I want some kind of hedge? So it becomes quite calculated, but I would leave that type of thing to the experts. We're good at the South African markets. We understand what's happening here. We understand the dynamics here. And if you want to start exposing yourself globally, then you really need to understand what's happening. Because if you look at the rand strengthening, I mean, it's gone from, I mean, I think we were on sort of 19 to the dollar. Now we sort of down to 17. So, I mean, 20 to the dollar. Now we're down to 17. I mean, that is a significant strengthening. Now imagine you put all of your capital into a dollar-based fund. What happens there? Even if that fund is growing, you're taking a discount based on the rand strengthening. Now, who knew that was going to happen? So it's very complicated.
John, are there any areas where you'd probably want to stay away from the property space or the property market? Any areas that stand out to you that might have other issues? I mean, at some point, South Africa was an area like that when we still had load shedding problems, which I won't speak too loudly of because we're afraid they might come back. But are there any areas where you look at the landscape and say, this might not be the best performing area for property?
Listen, it's not that it's not performing, but I would say logistics has really run hot for a couple of years now. So it's right. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of growth there. First of all, you've had the building costs go up significantly. So just the cost of steel has gone up more than 50% in the last couple of years, almost, you know, closing in on 70, 80% increase in steel prices. This leads to increased building prices, and these new logistics facilities are built as new buildings. Therefore, their yields are very, very tight, meaning that the capital deployed doesn't get much of an additional return based on what people are actually willing to pay, because, you know, there's actually a company operating who has to pay that rental at the end of the day. So where are you seeing the big returns? Well, this might be contrarian, but office. I think office is one of the best investment sectors at the moment. And you look at Redefine, for example, a large component of its portfolio is office. They've doubled down, they've invested into it, and they're going to do very, very nicely on the back of that filling up of office. And also now those reversions, I mean, we've seen negative reversions, i.e. at the end of a lease, you were paying 100,000 Rand and now, you know, you renew at 50,000 Rand. That's a loss to the landlord. It's benefit to the tenant. But those big reversions are, that then aren't so many of them in the market anymore is what I'm trying to say. So I think the office sector is a good one to look at. And then, you know, I was chatting yesterday and someone mentioned the government sector. It's also an interesting one. New portfolio taken over by the new Minister of Public Works. You might see a recovery in that sector where it actually becomes more efficient. and you actually want government as your tenant again, whereas it's not been that for the last 10 years. So possibly those two contrarian views, I don't know.
Those are probably the most contrarian views we've had on the show in a very long time. Office now back in favor. Wow. I never thought we'd see that so soon. We'll leave it at that, John. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's John Jack, who's CEO at Galletti Corporate Real Estate, joining us to reflect on REITs and their attractiveness this week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.